me when I was 13 years old.
Hey, y'all.
Second of all, it's been a minute since I sung this song, so forgive me if I mess up a little, but... There's a day just down in front of us. I know he'll surely come. Yeah. That eastern sky will open wide, revealing God's dear Son.
Yeah.
And I know from here to heaven, it's but a twinkle. The sweetest cry,
yeah.
Welcome home. I knew you'd come. Welcome home.
Whoa.
You're here for good. Look around. Was it worth the step through the gate,
yes.
And I know it leaves for me. I'll see my mom and dad, my brothers and my sisters there. Everywhere you look are friends. Oh, the greetings will be precious from those we've loved so dear. No mortal man has ever heard the likes of when he hears,
oh, yeah.
Welcome home. I knew you'd come. Welcome home. You're here for good. Look around. Was it worth the wait? Welcome home. Step through the gate.
Hey, I call that great time of morning when we get around God's throne. I'll be in that number when we all give. On that great and final morning, when we get around God's throne, I'll be in that number when we all get home.
Yeah.
And the saints, they will be singing,
yes.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
Yeah.
And our Savior will be shouting, welcome home, welcome home, welcome home. I knew you'd come. Welcome home, you're here for good. Look around, was it worth the wait? Welcome home. Step through the gate. That's a day that we've all got to look forward to. We face troubles, struggles, and trials each and every single day. But you know, I'm glad to know that there is a brighter day.
Oh, yeah! Thank God!
I'm glad to know that this world is not my home.
Yes!
I'm just a pilgrim that's passing.
Yes, sir!
That's going home one day after a while.
Yes!
And I'll get a change of address, and it won't be down here. It'll be to a far better country than eyes have ever seen or ears have ever heard. And I'm thankful to know that I've been saved by the grace of God. I'm glad that it's a knowing way. I ain't got to doubt it at all. Why? Because
he said that he's never been one plucked out of his hand.
Right.
I thank God for that. Because Nathaniel, if I could lose it, sir,
yes, sir.
I done lost it.
Yes, sir. Me too.
And I'm glad that it's sealed to the day of redemption.
Amen.
Your Bible, let's open up to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. You find that place you're able. Let's stand. I've thoroughly enjoyed every song and testimonies. What a blessing it is to get to be in the house of God. Thank the Lord for what He spoke to our hearts already.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought the Lord might be doing something, and He might still yet be. You just pray that the Lord help us tonight. Hebrews chapter number 6, and I'll make, listen, everywhere you start in the book of Hebrews, it's good, as long as you understand the purpose of the book of Hebrews. And you understand that we don't get our doctrine of salvation out of the book of Hebrews.
Amen.
The purpose of Hebrews is not for you to get your doctrine of salvation. That's where Arminius and Calvinists come, both out of the same book, and that's what not the purpose of either one of them is for. The Bible teaches us the book of Hebrews was written for one reason, and that was to show how much better the Lord Jesus Christ is. And thank God He is better, I'll promise you that. And thank God when you get that thing in its right order, man, there's something beautiful, beautiful about the book of Hebrews and how it takes all of these other things and all these Old Testament pictures and shadows and priesthoods and all of those things. And it says, man, all those were great in their time, but now we see Jesus. Amen. And how much better the Lord Jesus Christ is. And out of all this text, I guess, Hebrews chapter 6 would be one of my favorite passages to preach on tonight. You pray God would help us. The Bible says, Hebrews 6, I'm going to start in verse number 13. He said, when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself, saying, surely, blessing I bless thee, multiplying I'll multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. But verse 17 is where it starts getting real good. He says, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Let me back that verse up and run it by you one more time. He said, thank God that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. He said that we might have a strong consolation. That means our souls have consoled. They have consolation. He said, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Heavenly Father, we bow our head one more time. And to God, I sure thank you tonight for letting us come come back to the house of God. I thank you, Lord, for the calm assurance of the Holy Ghost. And God, that our names are written in heaven. And God, I thank you. And God, the moment I got born again. And God, I'm glad I got all of you. I didn't need a second blessing. I wasn't working on a third filling. But God, you said, if any man hath not the Spirit of God, he is none of his. And so I thank you, Lord. And God, I thank you as Jesse has already declared tonight. And God, I thank you, Lord. I did not get into heaven and the kingdom of God by myself. And I sure enough will not keep myself in that place. I thank you, Lord, you put me in. And I thank you, God, you'll keep me in. And God, what a blessing. I pray for a few minutes tonight. And God, that you'd help us. And one more time. And God, I pray. I know I'm fallible. But God, I ain't trusted in Kevin tonight. And God, I'm leaning on you. I ask you, God, to guide me. Help me one more time, not to say nothing dumb or foolish or out of the way. And God, I love you tonight. And with all my heart, it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to notice I'm interested primarily in verse number 18. And the Bible says, by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. He said that we might have a strong consolation at this next part particularly. He said, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope that's set before us. And boy, I'm glad I've got a better hope than what this world has. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, that when we stand here tonight, as the brother already declared, and brother, one day they're going to lower me down and they're going to put me in a grave. But I assure you, my hope will stand sure. I thank you, friend. And my hope is not in hope. And my hope is in the blessed Lamb of God, and the Lord Jesus Christ. And my hope's not in a thought. It's not in an idea. And my hope is in a person. Amen. And Lord, help us tonight. I've been preaching on resting in Christ. I want to preach on tonight that I'm resting in His refuge. Amen. And boy, I'm glad, thank God, that I got put in the family of God. I'm glad I didn't get put in. I just put in, thank God. I'm glad I got shut in. Amen. And thank God, friend. I'm glad if you're here tonight and you're born again, it's been a point in time in your life that you've trusted Christ. I'm glad, thank God, that thing's done. A lock, stock, and barrel, sure. And my friend, the Lord said, He has not lost one. Amen. And the Bible said in the book of Judah, I said, now unto him that's able to keep thee from falling. I thank God in Matthew 7:21, unto all those that'll stand on that day, he'll say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. He said, I never knew you. Amen. But I'm glad the Bible says plainly, and nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, and the Lord knoweth him that are his. Amen. I'm glad tonight, thank God, that God knows him that are his. I'm saying, friend, I'm glad that I'm resting in a refuge. I thank God there's a rest to come. And the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, there therefore remaineth a rest to the people of God. But I'm glad I ain't got to wait to heaven to find out that I'm resting in it. And my friend, listen, I can't say this strong enough. It'll be a happy day in your life as a believer. And when you learn to rest in what thus saith the Word of God. Hey, thank God, I'm glad. And my feelings would be up sometimes, and it'd be down sometimes. I'd feel like I'd earned it sometimes, and I'd feel like I failed it. But man, it was a good day in my life. And when I quit worrying about anything I'd done, and I just believe what God said. Friend, listen, I can't, I can't explain to you tonight. That man, the weight that came off me at the moment that it dawned on my soul, I didn't do one thing to get myself into heaven. Amen. I say hallelujah. I'm like Jonathan Edwards. And the only thing I brought to Christ, that was my dirty, rotten sin. Christ supplied the faith. Christ supplied the word. Christ supplied the spirit. Christ supplied the refuge. Thank God Christ done it all. Amen. Oh, hear me, friend. I want to say this to you tonight. There's a lot of folks that are troubled. And they're troubled because they've never learned how to rest in their refuge. Let me say to you, I know there's so many folks tonight, and no doubt, friend, that they're troubled in their sin. And oh, hear me, the weightiness of sin, it is a great weight. I remember when I saw myself as a sinner. Eli, listen, these times, son, that I think about your little testimony that night, and probably I'll remember it better than even you do. But you said, I'm an old, rotten sinner. Amen. And I thought, oh, thank God. And whether you're 6 years old or 80 years old, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to get saved, you'll have to see yourself as an old, rotten sinner. Amen. But boy, I'm glad tonight, thank God, the weightiness of that sin. Listen, friend, I couldn't do nothing with it. But I'm glad there was a refuge. Amen. I'm glad God made a place. I don't know how, listen, I might preach all night tonight. I feel pretty good right where I'm at right now. I'm going to say this, friend. And listen, whenever you sit under the weightiness of your sin, there's a refuge. And when you're waiting this under the snares of temptation, I'm glad there's a refuge. Amen. Oh, listen, I'm sure tonight that there's folks all across this room, and that you deal with the weightiness of the temptation of the devil. But oh, my friend, ain't it something to get to come to the house of God and to remember that God has provided you a refuge you can run to. I mean, listen, thank God. Thank God sometimes we're in the weightiness of our storms and our sorrows. But I'm glad, friend. Hey, you do what you want to with an altar. I know we about got rid of the altars in our day. Nobody's much interested in them anymore. You do with it whatever you want to. I understand there's nothing in this old piece of wood. I'm going to tell you this. I've got enough help bound on my knees at that old piece of wood. I think I'll go back, amen, and call on the same God at the same place and see if he won't help me again, amen. I'm going to give you 3 or 4 or 5 and maybe 15 things tonight. I don't know about how many things I got to thinking about. I don't know why I'm glad that he is at my refuge, why I can rest in that. You understand the illusion or what he's drawing our minds back to. That was in the Old Testament. Man, whenever they're there in that place, you'll find it in Numbers 35, in the book of Joshua, chapter number 20. And when a man was a manslayer and he realized that he was guilty. I mean, listen, look up here. Have you ever been guilty? I mean guilty. And you knew it, thank God. And nobody had to tell you about it. And nobody had to say it to you. And you was just guilty, amen. Oh, hear me, friend. And you come under that weightiness of sin. And you say, preacher, I don't feel like it's too heavy. That's because you don't see it for what it is. And what you don't understand. And what you don't understand. It's right now as a sinner. And the weightiness of the wrath of God. It hovers over your soul. And my friend, listen. One wrong breath. And the wrath of God falls down on your soul. And it's demonstrated in a place called hell. But I'm thanking God tonight that I'm not going. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Listen. That old guilty manslayer realized the condition of his soul. Realized what he had done. He could just run. And God gave him a few places. He gave him 6 places to be exact. I don't know where they could run to. I want to say this first of all. The reason I'm resting in my refuge is he was appointed
and my refuge. Amen. And now listen, don't get too excited about this, but I want to tell you how this worked. And Moses was not the one that came up with the idea about having a city of refuge. And no, it was God's idea. It was God's plan. It was God's appointment. Everything about it, it belonged to God. That man couldn't just say, Ty, I feel bad. I believe I'll go to another city. I'd go to another city and you die in your sin. Amen. Hey, so many of folks tonight, and they're trusting in their works. And I'm telling you, the best your works will do, and you'll wind up in hell. Amen. I can't say it no serious, and no more serious than that. If you're trusting in the church membership, and look here, friend, I wouldn't trust a message I preached. I wouldn't trust a song I've sang. I wouldn't trust something I felt. I'm telling you, thank God tonight, I'm trusting in Christ and Christ alone. Amen. Oh, yes, friend. I'm telling you, thank God. Have my feelings will fail. Have my thoughts are messed up. Have the words I say ain't right. There's a lot of things not right in my life. But tonight when I go home, I'm going to lay my head down and I'm just going to rest in my refuge. Thank God, I don't know. I don't know what's coming my way tomorrow. And I've said it 100 times. I don't know where I'll be 5 years from now. But 500 years from now, I'll be in the presence of a thrice holy God. 500 years from now, I'll not have one pain in my body. 500 years from now, I'll not have one sin to confess. 500 years from now, I'll be where I'll be for the next 500 years from now. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I'm glad he's been appointed. Hey, you say, preacher, there seems like a lot of pretty good ideas on how to get saved. And the only problem is God only made one. Amen. And the Bible says in Acts 4:12, and neither is there salvation in any other. Amen. And neither is there salvation in any other. And for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And God said, that's my son. And thank God, the brother preacher said it. And brother Joe said it. He said, for God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten son. And you say, preacher, what's the big deal? In Acts 17, I think verse 27, he said, there is an appointed day and by which he'll judge the world, and by that man, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, friend, he's going to judge you by that. Hey, you better be in that way. Amen. Oh, yes, thank God. I mean, there's nobody in heaven. There's nobody else on earth. There's nobody on the inside. There's nobody on the outside. I'm telling you, if you go to heaven, and listen to me, dear friend, if you go to heaven, you'll go to heaven because you got born again by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all there is. Amen. He said, that's the way. And if you don't like the way, then you can die and go to hell. But God made provision through his son. Amen. And you say, preacher, he should have made more than one way. He didn't have to make any way. Amen. The fact that he made a way, that's the good grace of God. And we ought to run around for a while and shout and say, thank God. God showed us the way. Amen. Oh, listen, I'm telling you, friend, he's an appointed way. But then I got thinking about this. He's also an able way. Amen. Hey, you know why I'm resting in him? Because he's well able to do everything he said he would do. And you say, preacher, and my sin's great. And well, grace is greater. Amen. And you say, preacher, the snare of my temptation, and the draw of it strong, God's strength is stronger. And you said, my sorrows are many. And well, thank God, I read in my Bible where it said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And you say, preacher, and my storms, and they seem to be severe. And well, I've got good news. have said it already because it's in my heart. But you'll never find a ship where Christ is on board ever going down. Amen. I say thank God. Amen. He's more than able. Look up here at me. This is what it said. Just in Psalms 46 verse 1. He said God is our refuge. Ain't that what he said? And our strength. Thank God. Thank God. Ain't that good? Amen. He said a very present help in trouble. And then he said this. Therefore we'll not fear. Amen. Though the earth be removed. I mean, I'm talking about friend. And though the mountains be carried away into the sea. I mean, listen, you know what he's talking about? He's talking about God being his refuge, Rick. And so in Psalm 46, 1, he said, God's my refuge. But then he kept writing Jordan. And he got down to verse 10. And as a result of verse 1, he said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Amen. I'm rested because it don't matter what situation I'm in. I've got a refuge that I can run to. That's all sufficient. Amen. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, if you trust in anything but Christ, it can't shield you. It can't shelter you. But man, if you'll ever get in Christ, I'm talking about, thank God, I think there's some folks, Brother Ty, they just don't know how far in Christ they are. Amen. That's why you read your Bible. Amen. Let me run that by you one more time. Thank God, that's why you read your Bible. That's why we don't go off traditions or what somebody else said. That's why we read our Bible. That's why, listen, look up here. That's why we read our Bible. That's why we read our Bible. Let me say it on this side over here. That's why we read our Bible. Amen. That's not why we just read it. That's why we study. Have to show ourselves approved unto God. And rightly and divided. Thank God, the word of truth. How can you be a good day in your life? And when you understand, I'm not Israel. I'm not in Matthew 24. I'm not in a time of tribulation. I'm not trying to endure to the end. I'm enjoying to the end. And thank God for you. He endured it so I could enjoy it. Amen. More you read that Bible, the more saved you realize you are, if you are. And the more you read that Bible, the more you'll realize you're lost, if you are. That Bible, listen, that's the only book in the world. And while you read it, it reads you. Amen. While you're trying to get words across on it, it's a search in your life. It's searching your heart. It's searching who you are. I'm glad, thank God, he's able. I'm glad, thank God, he's appointed. I'm going to say this, I thank God. I'm resting because he's available. Amen. Oh, what a blessing. I thought about how you understand the Bible because he didn't want there to be a city that would be too far. So he put three cities on one side of the Jordan and he put three cities on the other side. And that way you could get to him in a hurry if you needed to. But oh, listen. Oh, hallelujah to God. I got to reading about one time in my Bible how the Lord is nigh unto them, have a broken heart, and he saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. And you say, preacher, Jerusalem's a long ways away. Kadesh Barnea, that's a long ways away. Oh, but Christ, he's not too far to find. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. I feel like I ought to somebody shout it a little bit on that. Amen. I'm glad he's not hard to find. I got to looking through my Bible and I find where he's with the grieving and when he's with the guilty. I find him to be near the hungry. I find him to be near the hurting. I find him near be the lost. I find him, thank God, to be near to all those that are in temptations and trials. Whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord, what's he say about it? He shall be saved. He's not a liar. Amen. Oh, hear me today, friend. Hear me today, friend. I'm glad he's available, aren't you? I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. I mean, look here, thank God if I was depending on you. I mean, there's a few of you here tonight. I mean, my mama probably the only person in this church that would have been there the night I got born again. By the grace of God, I'm glad I didn't have to depend on you being there, amen. Thank God. Thank God, I didn't even. Donnie Williams, Donnie, I didn't even know y'all, amen. I didn't even know you. You didn't even know there was somebody named Kevin Sexton. And even if you was, you probably would have said, that's an hour drive. An hour. Thank God. Listen, you know what I found out? An hour when it comes to church, it's like driving from here to California for folks. But they'll drive to Knoxville. Hey, man, go 2 hours for a ball game. Drive 4 hours for a concert. Oh, yes, thank God. Drive halfway across the country to hit a baseball over the fence. But you want to drive 30 minutes to get where God's at? That's crazy, amen. That's crazy, thank God. I'm telling you, friend, I'm glad way back there in the middle of that place. I didn't know there was a city of refuge, but I knew there's a person named Jesus, amen. Thank God, I'm glad that he was available. I want to say this. Let me just keep moving real quick. I'm glad he's accessible, amen. I'm glad, thank God, not only was he there, I'm glad he made it available. Good, listen, let me say this to you. I want y'all to listen. Brother Dustin, listen to me. Maybe nobody else will. I don't know. You listen, all right? I'm going to tell you this. I want y'all to listen real good. And listen, that city's a refuge, Brother Ty. That was only for one sin, and that was the manslayer. It made no provision for the thief. It made no provision for the adulterer. It made no provision for the idolater. It made no provision for the swindler. It didn't make no provision for them. You come up to the city and knock on the door, say there's somebody after me. I'm a thief. He'll say this city's not for you. He'll say I was caught in adultery. They're about to stone me. He'd have said this city ain't for you. He'll say I was a worshiping a false god and they're going to kill me. He'd have said this ain't for you. But oh, thank God. And when that seventh city came along, and the Lord Jesus Christ, he wasn't just for the manslayer. He was for the whosoever will. And so thank God in John 8, he finds a little woman caught in an act of adultery. Thank God, amen. I'm glad that door was open for her that day, amen. Now listen, in Luke 19, he finds Zacchaeus, that old swindler. And old Zacchaeus gets in and he finds out that he came to save him, amen. And then we find on the cross that old thief that day. Thank God, he said, Lord, don't you remember me? Amen. And thank God, guess what happened? And the door got open and he got in. Amen. I rest in that. I'm resting in the fact that he is my refuge. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, this all I know. Listen, his door's been preached on more than, and look here, all I know, I came up and I came in. I'm on this side. And John Jones, sometimes my adversary stands on this side. And he said, you're guilty. You're guilty. And you're still no rotten good for nothing. And I'm standing on this side. And I say, I hear what you're saying. And I think you're probably right. But thank God, you can't get to me. Amen. You can't get to me. Thank God. I mean, I'm just telling you, friend, I'm just going to sit right here and talk about how many armies that he's got on the other side. He's like, I got enough demons to drag you out. And then all I got to do is look up, look around and say, do you see the blood? Amen. How the blood still speaks for me. Amen. I'm glad. Listen, I'm just on the inside and I'm glad about it. I believe I'll preach with this right here, rest of service. I want to remind you where I stand in this thing. Oh, listen, I'm glad he made it available. I'm glad he made it accessible. Hey, thank God, I'm telling you this. Hallelujah. Could I say to you tonight, that those six cities are refuge. The walls are down. The doors are no longer open. There's no longer a law for them to run that way, Chris. But oh, thank God. Listen, I mean, look here, Fred. I think I could fly right now. Somebody just help me. But I'm telling you, in the book of Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 1, how the Bible said in that day, there would be a fountain that would be opened up. And I got good news for you tonight. And the fountain's still open. Amen. And John 10, thank God, he said that there was a door. And that door would be opened up. And I got good news, the door is still opened up. His eyes are open to see you. His ears are open to hear you. His arms are open to receive you. His hands are open to supply you. I'm saying thank God, it's still open. Amen. If you ain't saved, if you ain't born again, I wouldn't pretend for another moment. I'd just run, run, run to the city of refuge. I call on Christ and be saved. Let that thing get settled in your soul. Amen. It abides. Still there. Say, preacher, how do you know that door's still open? I got a verse in my Bible. In the book of Hebrews 13. The Bible says, Jesus Christ, the same. That what he says? The same. Yesterday, today, thank God forever. I'm glad that's the way. I'm going to tell you this. I'm done preaching, I feel like. Thought I might preach a little longer. I'm going to be done right there, I think. But I want to tell you this. You say, preacher, what's all this mean for us? There's the encouragement for you and I. It says, come unto me. Boy, I'm telling you what, thank God. That's more than just a bumper sticker, good neighbor. That's more than just a slogan on a t-shirt somewhere. That's not just for the sinners. That's for the saints. Part of it's for the sinners. The other part's for the saints. But come unto me, all ye that are laboring or heavy laden. And what'd he say about that thing? He said, I'll give you rest. Amen. I'm on the inside of this thing. And look here, it don't even matter which way I turn. Amen. However I turn, I'm still on the inside. And no matter which way the devil comes, I'm on the inside. I'm saved. Amen. And now I rest in it. That's why I like good singing. That's why I like good preaching. That's why I like good living. Amen. I'm on the inside with everybody else. That's on the inside. And we're having a pretty good time being on the inside. Amen. I'm going to say this to you. There's not just an encouragement. There is the experience of everybody that's ever learned to rest in Christ. To stand right here and to say, I'm not good enough. I just come to terms with it. I'm okay with it. Lord God, help me here. Let me read this to you, if I can. The Bible says this. This is what the Apostle Paul said. He's a pretty good fella. He said, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, this is Philippians 3:4. He said, if any other man think other than that, whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Boy, he starts talking about what all he is, circumcised the eighth day, stock of Israel, tribe of Benjamin, Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, Pharisee. Then he says, but what things are gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. I like that next verse. He said, and be found in him. Not having my own righteousness. I stand here solely. Now listen, you can see my standing physically, but you can't see my standing spiritually. But right now I'm seated in heaven with Christ. Feels pretty good. Boy, the experience of every believer. I'm done. Listen to me. Get ready to get a song, whatever it's going to be. I want to tell you this. This is the way the verse reads. It said, those who have fled,
That means they realized their condition and they ran. I'm going to tell you, friend, I can't say it serious enough. You could wait one day too late, 1 hour too late, 1 moment too late. Listen, if you're not saved, do business with God. Let's stand to our feet.